Time now for the 12:15 news, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft furniture. Today's WFIW-WOKZ weather forecast calls for a 40% chance for rain with a high of 85. Tonight, cloudy with a low of 70. I'm Jeff Vaughn, reporting the news. New Hope General Baptist Church recognized the recipients of its annual scholarships recently at a morning service. Miranda Kenchelow was awarded a $3,000 scholarship, and Jaden Boyd was awarded a $500 scholarship. Both are from Wayne City, with Kenchelow attending Missouri Baptist University and Boyd planning to attend Wren Lake College. The New Hope Church Scholarship Fund was established in 2016 to support post-secondary educational opportunities to qualifying current members of New Hope Church or a church in the Union Grove Association. They must also be graduating Wayne County High School seniors or university, college, or technical school students. More news next.
Hi folks, it's Sandy at Guild Sales. Well, here we are a year later and still hanging in. What a year we've been through. Appliances are still not back to any kind of normal, but we have managed to keep the store stocked pretty well for the most part. We currently have most Speed Queen washers and dryers in stock. Stainless steel French door refrigerators, electric and gas ranges, and dishwashers are also available. So if you are in need of a kitchen makeover or just a replacement, come see us. That's Guild Sales and Service, 1605 West Main in Fairfield. God bless us all.
In today's environment, being able to do all of your banking from home is not only convenient, but a necessity. People's National Bank makes it easy for you to do your banking without actually going to the bank. From online banking, mobile banking, free mobile deposit, to transferring funds and paying bills, it's easy and convenient for you to do your banking all from your mobile phone or computer. Get started by going to peoplesnationalbank.com to sign up for online banking today. People's National Bank, making it easy to bank from anywhere. Member FDIC.
In other news, the Edwards County 4-H Food and Clothing Show will be held Monday afternoon at 5:30 at the Country Financial Hall on the Edwards County Fairgrounds. The public is invited to attend. 29-year-old Parkersburg resident Tyler L. Hatcher was arrested by Fairfield Police early this morning on a Wayne County warrant for failure to appear in court on a charge of driving under the influence of alcohol. Police say he was a passenger in a vehicle stopped for loud exhaust. Hatcher was taken to the Wayne County Jail and held, pending the posting of $1,095 bond. Illinois State Police District 19 Commander Captain Nathan Douglas has announced the activity and enforcement figures for the month of May. Troopers in District 19 recorded 1,825 incidents during the month. Enforcement activity consisted of 966 citations and 1,341 written warnings, including 4 DUIs, 512 speeding citations, 110 occupant restraint citations, 12 criminal arrests, and 440 written warnings for speeding. Moreover, troopers issued 697 citations and 538 written warnings for Fatal Four violations. These violations are most associated with fatal traffic crashes and include DUI, speeding, failure to wear a seatbelt, and distracted driving. Troopers also assisted 63 motorists, conducted 163 motor carrier safety inspections, and investigated 32 traffic crashes. There was one fatal traffic crash, resulting in one fatality investigated by District 19 last month. The district includes Wabash, Edwards, Wayne, White, Hamilton, Saline, and Gallatin counties. 48-year-old Centralia resident Dwayne Whipple was found mentally unfit to stand trial this week in Marion County Court. He's been charged with multiple felony and misdemeanor counts, including Class X home invasion and aggravated battery with a deadly weapon. Whipple was remanded to the custody of the Department of Human Services for treatment, and doctors said he could retain fitness within a year. Police reports indicate Whipple was involved in a possible love triangle earlier this year with a woman and his brother, Dickie, who lived together. He reportedly entered their home uninvited, and the two brothers faced off with a sword and bat. No injuries were reported in the incident, and officers arrived on scene and took him into custody. The Harmony Way Bridge closed in 2012 due to safety concerns, and efforts from Illinois and Indiana to reopen it in some capacity restarted in 2019. The Illinois and Indiana bridge authorities plan to meet tomorrow morning to discuss updates on their goals, and they hope to get federal money to help cover the cost of needed repairs. The latest estimate for those repairs is around $20 million. The meeting is also anticipated to give an update on grants, an underwater study, and National Environmental Policy Act studies. Richie Fulkerson will begin his tenure as Fairfield Chief of Police on July 12th, after he was appointed to the position and approved by the City Council Tuesday night. He says he has several years of experience policing thanks to work with the Illinois State Police.
Well, I started with the Illinois State Police in 1979, was assigned to District 8 in Peoria, and then returned to District 19, approximately 1981. My functions there were as a road trooper. I worked the road patrol, and then was promoted through the ranks to the rank of sergeant, then master sergeant, lieutenant, and then captain as the district commander in 19, and I oversaw the day-to-day operations of the district.
He says he was captain of District 19 for 6 to 7 years and retired in 2008. He also spoke on the challenges of running a smaller police force compared to the ISP, but he says Fairfield is well-equipped.
Well, I'm sure there'll be some financial restrictions as far as the budget. It's probably not as lucrative as the state police was. We'll have to stay within that budget. As far as equipment, the police department is pretty well updated on equipment, and former Chief Colclaser has done a good job with that.
Fulkerson says he won't assign duties and responsibilities until he's had time to look at the operations of the department as its chief. He hopes to simply provide Fairfield with the best police department it can have to promote safety and security. Several Fairfield FFA members were honored at an awards ceremony at SIU Friday as part of the District 5 State FFA Convention. Sarah McGeehee received her state winner plaque for the second straight year in the FFA State AgriScience Fair in Environmental Systems. Connor Dagg, Camden Robbins, Parker Richardson, Chase Hallam, Hunter Biggs, Chris Henry, and Sophia Wolf received their state FFA degrees. Lucas Halbert and Logan Kreider were not at the ceremony, but they will also receive state degrees. The Wayne County Board will meet tonight at 7 in the upstairs courtroom of the Wayne County Courthouse. Devin Kern and Ray Deal with Snedeker Insurance are set to appear as guests, and Republican Chairman Ron Woodrow is set to fill a vacancy in District 7. Woodrow is also set to declare a vacancy in District 4 due to the resignation of Melissa Gardner and will put forward a name for replacement. Both were Republican seats and will be held until December 1, 2022. Supervisor of Assessments Jody Poole is set to request the appointment of Jeff Zerlini to the Board of Review. He would replace Diana Zerlini, who resigned for a 2-year term. In old business, the board will consider acting on a request from Jerry Quindry for adding an Illinois-based PBS station on local Dish or DirecTV feeds. They will then tackle new business, including the monthly resolution list for county trustees and Troyer Electric bids for the morgue. Board members will then discuss courthouse repair and amendments to the county liquor licenses. The Fairfield City Band will have its second performance of the year tonight at 7 on the Wayne County Courthouse lawn, weather permitting. In the event of rain or incompatible conditions, the concert will be held at the First Christian Church, per band director Josh Livesay. Tonight's concert will feature music for movies and stage. The Albion City Council will meet in special session Monday night at 6 at City Hall. It's scheduled to immediately move to executive session to consider the employment of a police officer, and action is possible upon return to open session. As discussed at this Monday's meeting, Police Chief Mike Judge has found an officer candidate, and he would like to hire him immediately so he can go into training in January. The Wayne County Health Department announced one new case of COVID-19 yesterday, bringing its total to 1,798. Three people were in isolation. Wabash County announced two cases in the past week and sat at 1,312, with three people in isolation. White County announced no new cases and hasn't moved from its total of 1,811 cases since May 22nd. The State Department of Public Health announced 408 new cases of COVID-19 yesterday and 23 additional deaths. Statewide totals sat at 1,386,262 cases and 22,997 deaths. The preliminary statewide case positivity rate for June 2nd through the 8th was 1%. The southern region had a rate of 1.2% on the 6th, down from 1.3% on the 5th. Governor J.B. Pritzker has signed the new redistricting bill into law, but Illinois House Republican leader Jim Durkin believes the courts will have the final say on the matter, as state Republicans filed a lawsuit yesterday regarding the maps.
Well, I think it's unfortunate that the governor, one of the things that he campaigned upon is candidate Pritzker, is that He said he would pledge to veto any redistricting map that was drawn by legislators. And he did just the opposite. So he is sold out to the same people that have ruined this state, Mike Madigan and his cronies who are still running the House of Representatives. It's really unfortunate that when you run for any office, particularly the highest office in the state, on the most important issue that you will deal with, that you lie to Illinois citizens. So I'm greatly disappointed with him, but we're not done. We're still waiting for the right information to come to us, and that would be the census data. But we're also going to explore our options very soon in our courts to determine whether or not the maps were drawn with the appropriate information. So this is far from over.
Durkin is also critical of the governor for not cutting enhanced unemployment benefits, as some other states have done. The State Environmental Protection Agency is warning the public to look out for blue-green algae in Illinois lakes and rivers. Kim Howard has more.
As temperatures rise, the IEPA is starting to see more of the algae, says spokesperson Kim Biggs. Large growths, or blooms, are typically harmless, but can produce toxic chemicals that are harmful to people and pets.
These will look like kind of spilled paint in the waterway or even scum or film on the water. We call it blue-green algae because of the color, but it can have some brownish color as well. But anything that looks suspended in the water or just looks concerning, you should avoid contact with. Individuals such as children and the elderly or those with a compromised immune system are certainly more susceptible to exposure to harmful algal blooms, and pets especially. We did have a canine last year that had made contact with it and unfortunately passed away. So we just want to make sure people are alert and seek medical attention if necessary if they have been exposed.
Big says symptoms of sickness from the algae include a rash, hives, diarrhea, vomiting, coughing, and wheezing. Problems most often occur when your skin comes in contact with the algae or contaminated water is accidentally ingested or inhaled. At the state capitol, I'm Kim Howard.
24-year-old Kenilworth resident Christian Kulis has been arrested on federal charges claiming he took part in the January 6th breach of the United States Capitol. Kulis is at least the ninth Illinois resident to be arrested for taking part in the attack and was taken into custody at his home Tuesday morning. At a hearing Tuesday, a federal judge ordered he be released to the custody of his mother on a recognizance bond. Prosecutors say they have evidence against him on social media and surveillance video showing him at the Capitol wearing a Trump campaign hat and talking about storming the Capitol. He faces misdemeanor counts of unlawful entry of a restricted building and disorderly conduct on Capitol grounds. A date for a hearing in Washington was not set. That's the news. Area deaths next.
Stop at John's Butcher Block now through Saturday and save on items like boneless chicken breast, just $3.99 a pound, or get smoking deals on fresh and pure ground beef for just $3.99 a pound, and get sizzling deals on bone-in center cut pork chops for just $3.99. Don't forget their deli has their potato salad for only $2.99. John's Butcher Block accepts cash, check, and all major credit cards and link card located across from the Fairfield City Hall.
What if your surgeon could move his hands with the precision of a robot? What if his eyes could see with the power of a three-dimensional microscope? What if you could have surgery with less pain and a shorter recovery? With Asbury & Associates, you can. By using the Da Vinci robot, Dr. David Asbury has helped redefine the science of surgery.
When experience matters, call Dr. Asbury, the most experienced robotic surgeon in the Mount Vernon area. 618-244-4800.
Currently in Fairfield, it is 81. It's time now to check the latest stock market numbers brought to you by Andrew Diesel, your Edward Jones financial advisor, located on 101 East Delaware, Suite A in Fairfield. The Dow was at 34,600, that is up 153 points. The NASDAQ is at 14,008, that is up 96. July crude oil is at $69.92, that is down 4 cents. This is Derek Dunn reporting for WFIW News.
Local and area deaths brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. 54-year-old Jeff resident Julie Faye Friend died on June 3rd. Julie Friend is survived by her mother Marilyn, siblings Jana, Jill, and Jason, and many nieces and nephews. Per her wishes, Julie Friend's body will be cremated. Services will be held at noon on June 19th at Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home. Visitation will be from 11 to service time. 96-year-old Richardson, Texas resident Doris M. Smith Redd died on May 8th. Doris Redd is survived by daughters Brandy and Cheryl, 4 grandchildren, and 8 great-grandchildren. Services for Doris Redd will be held at noon on Saturday at Victory Cemetery. Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home is in charge of arrangements. 57-year-old Dix resident Marilyn R. Ron died on Monday. Marilyn Ron is survived by her husband Raymond, children Timothy, Matthew, Ashley, Josephine, and Sasha, siblings Amanda, Tracy, Douglas, Michael, and Stephen, 15 grandchildren, and 5 great-grandchildren. No formal services for Marilyn Ron will be held. Visitation will be Friday, tomorrow, from 5 to 7 at Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield. And a reminder, our obituaries are updated regularly at WFIWradio.com. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting.
Swing by the Fairfield Save a Lot and take advantage of these great deals. USDA Choice Beef Rump Roast, $4.49 a pound. Beef Cube Steaks, $5.99 a pound. 4-pound bag of navel oranges, $1.99. And tomatoes on the vine, 88 cents a pound. Prices mentioned are good through Saturday. Good food, great people, great prices at your Save a Lot store located on West Main.
I'm Jeremy Smith, and here's your Classic Hits WFIW 104.9 forecast. Today, calling for a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms, otherwise mostly cloudy skies, high near 85. Overnight tonight, a 10% chance of isolated showers and storms, partly cloudy with a low near 70. A 30% chance of showers and storms for Friday, mostly sunny, high 88 and a low of 71. And a 30% chance of showers and storms on Saturday, mostly sunny skies, Saturday's high 91 with a low around 70.